Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which we're using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KATE.
All opinions matter, and George Soros will pay good money for them. The show starts now.
Leads into who they're going to run as a candidate. It's already been decided. You can forget Joe, you can forget Bernie. It's already been decided more than 2 years ago who's going to run. And it's starting to come to fruition now.
And who do you think will be their front runner, Trevor?
Well, I I've been saying for more than 2 years, because I read their literature, I know what their plan is. It's going to be Kamala Harris.
Hi there, welcome. That was from 2019 October, last year. That was Trevor Loudon, our favorite New Zealand, and he actually has studied American politics and been absorbed into American politics for over a decade. And I've had him on the show numerous times, but in October I was asking him about the front runner, and he said it would be Kamala because she was backed by the same people, the same Marxists that actually did Barack Obama's campaign. And at the time, I remember thinking, really? She's so unliked. I didn't find that possible. But man, you take an unliked candidate, you take somebody that people just find pretty abhorrent and immoral and everything else, and you want them so badly because you know they will toe the Marxist line. You put them in as VP to a president who, if he got in, would disappear very quickly, as in Biden. And Biden already knows it. And of course, Kamala would then be president and they would get their way. So I just wanted to make reference to that and give Trevor Loudon a public pat on the back for calling that, because he certainly did. And I, in the next hour, if you don't get this hour, get it on podcast at katedallyradio.com. But I'll be going into more detail on my interview with him and what he said and who controls these seats, who is behind Kamala Harris, because it's sickening. And your head's going to implode when you hear what he had to say again, now that she is going to be the if she ends up being the VP. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I have Melissa Smith on because it is, of course, Wednesday, and she visits with me every Wednesday. And there's so much to talk about, from 6G to flooding to storms to dam breaks to everything else. Welcome to the show, Melissa Smith.
Thank you. Hey, Kate, I just need to know, is it okay to start the meme, Joe Biden didn't kill himself yet?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, if he actually got into office, it wouldn't be 5 minutes before he disappeared. I'm serious. Or they do a Ruth Bader Ginsburg, where they kept him as the lifeless gift that keeps on giving for a while everybody else was running the show. It's really, you know what? This is how you get Kamala in when the Marxists get their way. And that's exactly who they wanted. And he said it was decided 2 years ago who would be in this spot. Yeah. From that same group that ran Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
To kind of pivot around onto the crazier, but maybe more normal part of life.
Okay.
We had Monday night here. We had a thing called a derecho, which, In meteorology terms, maybe that's been around a long time or not, or maybe it's just a new word.
Okay.
But essentially, it's an inland hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
A storm started in South Dakota and stretched through the afternoon on Monday all the way. I would be on the far, I live in Northeast Indiana, so I was on the far eastern side of that. Mm-hmm. It hit here about between 7:30 and 8 o'clock p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So it swept all the way across flyover country.
Okay.
All the way. And just to give you kind of an idea what that's like, people in the Midwest are kind of used to freaky weather anyway.
Sure.
And we, at my house at least, we do kind of pay attention to that. Tornado Alley is a real thing, and we're used to hearing tornado sirens periodically, and, mm-hmm. and people pretty much know what to do. But the difference with this is, and this storm did spin out a couple of hurricanes. I guess the official report is that it spun 11 tornadoes as that front moved across the midsection of the country.
Okay.
But that's not so unbelievable.
Okay.
The real problem with this is the 112-mile-an-hour winds it brought with it.
Hmm.
And that's some serious straight line wind. By the time it got to where I am, it was not so intense as that.
Right.
But it was definitely my own personal story. I had just been out in the backyard to clean up some stuff and make sure that everything was battened down the hatches, mm-hmm. so to speak. And I had gotten stung on my foot by a wasp.
Okay.
So I came in the house and looked out the window literally like 2 minutes later. And it was so black outside at 7:30 that I told my husband, I said, I think we need to head to the basement right now.
Hmm.
So we did. Anyway, that's kind of my personal interaction with it. You know, no harm, no foul. We had about 80,000 customers, I guess, in our area that lost power.
Mm-hmm.
But the big story is what straight line winds at 112 miles an hour do to corn that is soon to come off the stalk. It's ripe. It's almost ready. We're almost to harvest here.
Okay.
And I guess in some of the big corn producing areas, places like Iowa and eastern Nebraska,
mm-hmm.
they are estimating that about a third of the corn crop was lost.
Wow.
That's because corn pickers don't pick corn up off the ground.
Right. Yeah, that's a lot.
It's a lot. In local conditions,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not everywhere that everybody didn't lose their corn crop. But there is some serious concern about the volume of corn crops that were lost. And not only that, that kind of straight line winds also takes down mm-hmm. silos and storage capacity, storage grain bins and that kind of thing. So, as if we haven't said this a million times,
right?
Get ready, folks. Make sure that you're doing your preparations now, because there's going to be, how many times have we said this, Kate?
Yeah.
Supply chain disruption,
yep.
and higher prices at the grocery store are coming.
Yes. And your food is getting smaller for the same price. I don't know if anyone noticed, but I swear to you, if it gets any smaller, it's going to be comical. I mean, I'm hoping people actually do parodies on this, because the food is really getting tiny for the
exact... It's kind of like buying airline food.
Yes. You know? It's like, I didn't know I was buying miniature proportions all of a sudden. So, so no, you're not getting bigger. The food is actually shrinking. It really, truly is. And last week we talked about China and the dam and the problems. And we actually had callers yesterday asking about that too, because we don't realize how that wreaks havoc on our food supply, because we're also internationally connected. It's
well, yeah, and that's part of this whole story. First of all, the thing that we need to know about our own food security here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
and the reason why you can expect higher prices is that, and a lot of people don't realize how many places corn is used.
Right.
Corn is in everything,
corn
right?
Corn syrup. It's
if
in everything.
If you have a corn allergy, it's yeah. difficult to eat.
Yes. Think about it. Corn syrup is in everything. It's replaced syrup.
Right.
So it is. It's huge, hugely used. That's why when you knock out a third of that, it's going to wreak havoc on our prices for sure.
But it's also a component in animal feed.
Yeah.
So our meat prices are going to go up.
Mm-hmm.
Prices everywhere. Look for, and I, since the C word, that mm-hmm. COVID thing, I have not been making as many trips to the grocery store as I did.
Yeah.
And I have been shocked. You kind of get that, oh my gosh, hamburger is how much?
Right.
Kind of experience, because it's going up week to week.
Yes, it is. I've noticed that too. I've noticed that too. It is painstaking too to go to the store now for me. It never used to be, but it is now. So it's
well.
Awful.
Let's add to the top of that
mm-hmm.
that China. This is kind of a. We'll give you a kind of an update on what's happening with China. There are the people that I'm listening to and following mm-hmm. right now are saying that. The Chinese government has not been truthful about the extent of their losses
mm-hmm.
in China. And they have been making major deals worldwide, including with farmers here in the United States,
right,
for the purchase of all kinds of goods. And the people who have been watching those markets are saying, this is not a result of American trade deals getting
mm-hmm.
set up.
Mm-hmm.
This is because the Chinese government is starting to feel the pain of their own crop losses.
I see.
Which we talked about that last mm-hmm. week.
Sure.
That the Yangtze Valley, that whole drainage system provides holes like 40-50% of China's food.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, that is all underwater, has been underwater for a while.
Right.
They have lost a lot of their, what they would normally be producing to feed themselves.
Right.
They are now, right now, they're out on the market and they're keeping that quiet because they also recognize that prices are going up.
Hmm.
There's going to be international competition over all of this kind of agricultural products,
right.
But China, it's not in their best interest to say, hey, we're having a famine here. We're mm-hmm. out on the market buying stuff because the price immediately goes up, right?
Right, right. Hmm. Scary
and
times. Yeah.
I know.
It is.
And the situation at the dam has not changed. I checked the weather in China today because
mm-hmm.
I'm a nerd. But they are having 3 days in the area right behind the dam.
Mm-hmm.
They are having 3 days of rain that varies in prediction for between yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Some of the areas behind the dam are meant to be receiving anywhere. The predictions go anywhere from 4 to 8 and 10 inches of rain.
Yeah.
So that will not help. The Chinese have been using not only their spillways, but they're also using their ship lift to release water.
Mm-hmm.
And they're keeping that quiet too, because that is the very thing that is flooding downstream. And they don't want their own people. It's a propaganda thing. They don't want their own people to know
right.
that the reason they are being flooded out is because they are releasing the water at the dam.
Interesting. Okay, we're going to come right back. Kate Daly Show, you can actually call up 888-673-1450. We invite your phone calls, 888-673-1450. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. KateDalyRadio.com.
They're open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
In fact, it was a little bit frightening, but they fought with expert timing. There were funky China men from funky Chinatown. They were chopping the...
Hi there, welcome back. A little kung fu fighting for you. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show, and welcome Chicago, Missouri, everywhere. KateDalyRadio.com is where you can grab the podcast of today's show and every show. And I suggest that you share these because we really need to to enlighten people, and we're in the midst of adding more stations right now. And I'm so grateful because we really need to get these messages out there. And just as a reality check before we launch back in with Melissa and her great message, because we're going to be talking about 6G as well coming. I know you weren't even used to 5G yet, were you? And coming in, but 6G and so much more on this. But I just wanted to mention something. In the United States today, just over 5 million people they've said were tested positive for COVID, which means really nothing, because in that number, we all know that 50% of that is false positive, at least. So cut 5 million in half. But also the fact that that these cases, that 2,700 of them aren't even cases anymore, but they just keep that big number of 5 million. But in perception of reality, for the American numbers, we have 331 million Americans right now. 331 million. And even if you went with their top number at 5 million test positives in the entire country, only 1%, that's just over 1% of America tested positive for COVID. And we have all the control and all of these mandates and these lockdowns going on still. 7 months later, here we are still in this situation, and only 1% even tested positive. That's even the caseload that they could actually say, well, they all tested positive. They're not infected. They just tested positive because we have virus in our systems. 1% of America. Today, only 17,343 people are even considered serious, which could be anything. I mean, serious or critical, out of the entire 331 million people in the entire United States. So just so we can have some clarity today and a little window into reality, 1% of the nation tested positive. More than half of those have already been removed from the list, but they won't take the number down. And only 17,000 in serious or critical in the entire nation. So as that said, I just want, and that you can find that on worldometers.info/coronavirus. That's the WHO numbers, the fraudulent WHO, those are the WHO numbers of today. And they keep the up-to-date stats. Okay, Melissa, let's launch back in to weather too. Go ahead.
Yeah, Kate, I just wonder why we should let numbers and data actually drive this discussion when I'm so fearful.
I'm fearful, too. I want to just duck and cover 24/7, I swear. This is just out of hand. And for the 1% that tested positive that aren't even sick, I just want to, because only 17,000 of the 5 million people are even serious today. 17,000 of the 5.3 million people that even tested positive are serious or considered even critical today. That tells you how ridiculous all of this is, right? In perspective. But with that being said, we'll toss that aside and all of our fear and anxiety as Americans. Oh my gosh, it's driving me insane. Let's get back to what's going on in China. Sure. And then also the Three Gorges. Let's talk about that too.
Well, China, let's not forget that China is not just having one disaster happen right now. Western China has also been beset by locusts. Mm-hmm. It sounds very biblical, doesn't it?
It really does. Really? Locusts now?
Yes.
Okay.
Locusts.
All right.
They're having a plague of locusts in Western China. Then they're having, and China historically has always had struggles with flooding. To give you some perspective, the last two huge floods in the Yangtze, there was one in, I think, the 90s that killed like 3,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
This series of floods only has 149 people dead. So there is some safety measures that have been drastically improved. The problem here is what it's done. They have had to allow farmland and arable land to flood in order to protect cities like Wuhan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which are on the pathway to the flood.
Right.
Like Wuhan is still reeling from what they've been through. They don't need a flood on top of it, right?
Right.
Although they are having flooding in the streets of Wuhan. It's just not as serious as, it's not killing people.
Jeez. Okay.
So there are many people who are China watchers,
uh-huh,
who are saying that China is number one, I know this will be hard for anyone to believe too. They're not telling mm-hmm. the truth to the world. Mm-hmm. So they are, and they are beginning to posture in a couple of different directions that are rather alarming. For one, and you may find this to be really interesting, the Chinese are saying that they believe that the torrential flooding and rain and the faults and the earthquakes behind the Three Gorges Dam is the result of India using a super secret weapon against them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So wow. Who's to say the truth of that? But that they have actually accused India of creating faults that are generating earthquakes behind the dam.
Whoa. And India's yeah. always had a really interesting relationship with China. If anyone's ever right. paying attention, yeah, in history, I've studied this. It's very, very interesting. When you can even go back to the merchants back in the 1700s and being the merchant base, and how going through India and China. So they've always had a very interesting relationship.
Well, we know that the Chinese media postures and is propagandized, and that's what they're feeding their own population and the world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that the rest of us are out here going, yeah, that's India for you. You know, right. that's what they do. But that's certainly one of the storylines being advanced out of China. One of the other things that's happened, and apparently I think this is the more serious threat to all of us, is that in the ongoing squabble between Taiwan and China, which has been ongoing for a long time,
mm-hmm.
Taiwan has threatened China that, you know, leave us alone or we could shoot your dam apart with our rockets. You know, we could blast it apart and then where would you be kind of stuff. And
yes.
the Chinese have responded by saying, yeah, na 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 boo boo, you know, you'll never even get that far. The reason why that all is important and this whole food issue is important
mm-hmm.
is that if something does happen at Three Gorges, if there would be a failure of the dam, China is beginning to posture that, well, look, this Taiwan has threatened to do this.
Yeah,
it's Taiwan's fault. And they would use it as a pretext to move militarily against Taiwan, which has been a goal of theirs for quite some time.
Jeez.
And so there's the potential, and it certainly is heating up. The South China Sea is heating up as the stage for the next big new Cold War confrontations between China, Taiwan may be the mm-hmm. bone that the two dogs are squabbling over, but the United States could easily get into trouble with China as everybody's kind of posturing and moving in the South
right.
China Sea.
Wow. So lots of activity is going on, is what you're saying. A lot of activity
and
going
on. Yeah, lots of that stuff is stuff that we should really be paying attention to.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese also dislike Trump inordinately.
Mm-hmm.
And so there have been moves by the Chinese. They've sent letters and to American business CEOs,
mm-hmm.
You're going to take Trump down or we're not going to sell you stuff anymore. We're going to yeah. cut off your business from our supply chain here. So, you know, Trump just kicked out the Chinese embassy out of Houston, which mm-hmm. has been an ongoing problem. The Chinese had been warned multiple times about
mm-hmm.
what was happening in Houston, but Trump now has actually kicked them out.
Right.
And the Chinese are very angry right now. So anything can happen. I think China is really not on the radar for a lot of Americans.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats pointed us towards Russia, Russia, Russia. Everything was all about Russia. And I think the real story that may be unfolding is happening not in Russia, but in China.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Let's take a caller, too. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. You're on with Melissa.
Hey, let's also remember, and maybe you mentioned this when I was off line for a little bit. China just placed a huge order for corn from our farmers. Huge.
Hmm.
And they did it
right.
because of all the floods they have in China.
Yeah.
And wouldn't it be a shame if we had to hang on to that corn for ourselves? I think that I think that farm products really, really matter to China. And I like what Melissa said earlier. The Chinese don't tell the truth.
Right.
They just don't. They're not capable of it. They don't believe in truth.
Mm-hmm.
But they are posturing because they have weaknesses. That's what they do. And they don't want to show the rest of the world their weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to remember, they aren't as powerful as they lead us to believe they are,
mm-hmm.
because we know a whole lot more. And I'm sure there are things that our intelligence community knows better than we do, but they are struggling. They are struggling. And it'd be great if behind the scenes we could pull the rug out mm-hmm. from under them now,
because mm-hmm.
they've made it clear they will be the world power.
Interesting.
That's
all right.
Their goal.
Thanks. Thanks so much for the call. All right. Thoughts?
And, well, the Chinese also believe that the mm-hmm. only way for them to become the world power is through their military might.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I really do think that they're setting up some storylines right now that give them the pretext they could move towards India, they could move in Taiwan, they could theoretically they could move anywhere in Asia, and who's going to stop them?
Right.
And they'll have lots of excuses and reasons why they need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I am very concerned about Joe Biden's connections in China,
mm-hmm.
and whether he would be able to or even have the desire to stand up against anything.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget, we've talked about this on the show before, the Chinese are buying, they're not just buying agricultural products, they're actually buying farmland mm-hmm. in the United States,
mm-hmm.
in Australia,
right.
and in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not even always a matter of them buying our agricultural produce that we can say, oh, no, well, we're not just not going to give it to you. They actually own what's coming off those farms.
Right. Wow.
So, yes. And they're pushing that agenda in a lot of different places.
Yes.
China is for sure on the move in the world.
Yes. Yes. And we're talking about the Chinese government specifically. I know everyone knows that, but I just always like to clarify, too. It's just like us, there's lots of Chinese people caught up in what they decide for their people. And we are, becoming China in so many ways without realizing it. Under the guise of COVID, under all of these new things that have come up over the last few years, it's just amazing, and even beyond that, of course, but it's just amazing how quickly we are becoming and just like their regime. It's just interesting to watch.
And sad. Part of that story has to do with technology, which
yes.
we'll talk about
okay.
in just a minute.
Well, yeah, we'll come on back for
part
technology.
Part of that has to do with 6G.
Yes, we'll be right back. I love having Melissa on. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. KateDallyRadio.com.
$1,200.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh.
Hi there. Welcome back to Kate Daly Show. Go to katedalyradio.com. Also on iTunes, SoundCloud, you name it, Lisbon, all over the place. And there are lots of places to find us. Also, make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. Talking about the food supply just always makes me feel really good that I'm taking Balance of Nature, because Balance of Nature takes all these fruits and vegetables. They dial them down in a 10-step process. They take out the air and water. And then what they do is they leave you the nutrients. And the nutrients are the most important part. And so you're eating 31 fruits and vegetables a day, and it's so simple, because in a few seconds you can pop some of this supplement down, and voila, you are improving your immune system. They also have a wonderful fiber drink that can actually stabilize blood sugar, has turmeric in it, has all kinds of wonderful nutrients. Every single thing they could pack into the Balance of Nature, they did. And I'm telling you, just from my using it, I absolutely love it. My husband loves it too, and we swear by it. Make sure you're getting Balance of Nature. Nature.com. and order ahead for the fall because you can actually double up on it too. And there's a lot of people that do that. Even the doctor that invented it said, "Oh yeah, I mean, I'll double up and just even if I have a hint of something, you know, coming, or I've been around somebody that was sick." This is how we deal with immune system, people. It's not in the masks. Your immune system does not come in a mask. Your immune system came to you by way of God, and it's very strong, trust me, and it's amazing. So make sure and get balanceofnature.com. Highly recommend it. If you're going to choose a supplement, which I say you should be choosing something, choose this one, because this one had everything in it. You can put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E, and you can get 35% off and free shipping. Amazing deal. You can try it out for yourself. It's guaranteed, and you'll love it. All right, let's take another caller, shall we, Melissa, before we even launch in. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, ma'am. You were talking about your state board.
Oh, yes. In a previous local hour, I was talking about the state board. Yes. And we were revealing, thank you for the call. We were revealing a letter, that was by the state board that was saying that, that in an emergency, the governor orders this EO, executive order, and then they can order a law, right? And that they were also waiting on the mandate, waiting on the vaccine, that the mask was just temporary. This is public school education, waiting on it to get the vaccine, because that's what's next, folks. They're going to make sure people get a vaccine. And it's really, really scary, because there's never been a coronavirus vaccine for a reason. Is it's impossible to make, and they can't do it. It doesn't do anything. Your body does it anyway. Your body creates your own immunity anyway. There's no vaccine necessary. And so I just wanted to say for the record that that your school boards all across the country are going to be telling you that you're going to need a vaccine, and also that they have to wear the mask regardless. And it's time to pull your kids out of school. Okay, so with that pushed aside, let's talk about 6G and everything else that's coming too. Because people are going, wait a minute, what about 5G?
Well, 5G was just released here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
But as we all know, with the march of technology, even before 5G was announced and released and whatever, the work on 6G had already begun.
Right.
So what's the difference between 4G, 5G, 6G? And it is apparently they have released parts of the bandwidth that have virtually no traffic on it right now.
Okay.
So that 6G can travel at this at a higher frequency.
What?
And it moves data much faster. The difference between them is that whereas 4G took like, let me get the exact numbers. It won't be fun without the exact numbers.
Yeah.
That 4G, there's a standard called latency. It's how long from the time you push send on your text message until it arrives at its destination,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
On a 4G system, that takes 50 milliseconds.
Okay.
On 5G, it takes 1 millisecond. And on 6G, is going to be 1,000 times faster than 5G.
Wow.
So they would be able to push huge quantities of data very fast.
Yeah.
Very, wow. Very fast.
Wow.
Well... yeah, you can. So should we explore what some of that may be doing? This is the, so 5G is opening the door to what they call the Internet of Things, right?
Okay.
Because we can turn on and off our lights with our cell phone, all that kind of crazy stuff, self-driving cars.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to have real AI that can really move as fast as your brain can, it's going to require 6G.
Jeez. Oh, I can only imagine what this would bring.
This is not just the Internet of Things.
Right.
This is the Internet of space and the ocean and everywhere. Nowhere on the entire Earth will be free from 6G.
Wow.
Everywhere. It will cover everywhere. And while they are saying right now, 5G was being pushed because of its commercial and entertainment applications. because we all have to have like super fast Netflix and whatever. Right. 6G is going to have military applications and commercial and business applications. For example, they will have the ability to track a location down to inches on the face of the globe.
Oh, my God.
So imagine what the military can do with that, right?
Jeez.
They would have a drone that could put a strike on that square inch.
Right.
Not just like on the house or on that person even. They can, you know, if they want to hit the top of your head to the right side, they can do that. So this is opening the door. As I was reading about all the 6G stuff that's coming, the thing that concerns me is they said this will give whoever is in charge of it the ability to track all kinds of data. Every kind of data. For example, we could put an implant in you and they would be able to sense your health at all times. And a computer would be able to, if your heart rate is irregular, it would put a signal up. If your blood pressure is too high, it can, that's how much it has. So let's talk about contact tracing in the future of 6G.
Okay.
They will know where you are down to the square inch. They will know if you have the virus before you know you have the virus, right?
Any virus, apparently.
All viruses.
Any corona. And they'll deem it the plague. They'll deem it the black
Even
plague.
Even if
that's
you're
what we're
drinking
doing.
A corona, they will know.
I have to laugh because this is so terrifying to me. Wow. And I'm sure, does it come with even worse health effects than 5G? Because a lot of people are still not talking about the health effects of all of this. We are, you know, somewhat electrical creatures, you know what I mean? And I can't, with all of this covering the planet, I just can't even imagine what this will be like.
There's a squabble now over China. One of the big giant Chinese telecoms has been one of the serious developers on 5G, and they control a lot of technology related to 5G. And we've seen what the Chinese have done with their 5G. They've used it. This is facial recognition of everyone in China. And, you know, whether it's social scoring and you don't get a bus ticket because you don't do the right things. Think about what that kind of massive data transfers would allow, the kind of power we are ceding over.
And too many people, even at the administration, could look at this and view this as how exciting we're trumping them, kind of like the moon visit Trump, you know, of Russia. And we're going to trump them in technology. But Adam Bowler, the CEO of U.S. International Development Finance Corporation, was talking about this and saying all the things. His angle was we're interested in what the next wave is. We're interested in 6G and where we're investing, and we're going to dominate. Well, what does dominate mean? Dominate means more control. It doesn't necessarily, I mean, how much faster could it be? Or doesn't it remind you of that clip by Louis What's-His-Bucket? I can't remember his name. And he was talking on one of the talk shows and he said, we travel through the air at this speed and nobody seems to recognize how amazing that is. You know what I mean? And he says, the person next to me was trying to get online and it took 2 seconds rather than one. And, we don't realize how quick and fast everything is. How much quicker and faster does it actually have to be for us to be happy? Give me a break. This is getting out of hand.
One of the things that I think is really important for any conversation about technology is to understand that technology is a neutral thing.
Right.
It is neither good nor bad. Mm-hmm. It's how it's applied.
It's how it's applied.
And what it's used for that becomes good or bad. Is it, you know, medical applications of something that fast that could monitor our health is fine. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that necessarily until they are using it to control you.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with, what were you just talking about?
About About not realizing. I mean, we want everything to be that much faster because that's really what they're selling everybody on, is it's going to be so much faster. Well, how much faster could it possibly be? In my hand, I have a mini computer that connects to the internet in 2 seconds. What? 1 second? Less than a second? What in the world? I mean, what are we vying for? Because Pompeo said about the Chinese government's company. I know I'm going to murder the name. Hawaii? No, Hawaii.
I think it's something like that.
This is what he said. An arm of the Chinese Communist Party surveillance state that censors political dissidents and enables mass internment camps and indentured servitude of its population shipped all over China. And they were talking about how there's civil rights abuses and the U.S. will impose visa restrictions on Chinese technology firms, yet we're still going to trump them on 6G. I don't know. And then hardware going to software. It's just...
Well, the surveillance state. Mm-hmm. The problem isn't the technology. The problem is the surveillance state.
Yeah.
You know,
so that's on
just
steroids?
Because we have facial recognition that can track everyone wherever they go, mm-hmm. is that really something that should be done?
Yeah.
And we never want to answer those questions on the front end. We just, you know, open Pandora's box and then wait to see what kind of monster spring out, thinking that we can deal with it later. And we never can, and it never works. Look at what China is doing right now with their surveillance state.
Yep.
And look at the inroads that's already made into the United States.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, even if the excuse is we want to get ahead of it, what will people do? We have so many Marxists in government. We have so many people. I mean, look at who's behind Kamala. Look at who is behind Joe Biden. All of these people in government, okay? Congressmen, senators, you name it. And we're putting these people in a position to exercise more control by using it, like what you said. So we don't realize, we all think the people go, new technology, cool. We wouldn't possibly do that. We're America. Well, look around, people. 1% of our entire country tested positive for COVID. Look at how the lockdowns and mask mandates and control that the government's exercising on us right now, state by state.
And contact tracing.
And contact tracing.
Contact
tracing
is the technological mm-hmm. component of this.
Yeah, it's the biggest part of it, for sure, because to track people and make them stay home and track them and track who's on their phone and who they're in contact with, and this just puts it on steroids. And we don't think, because we're in America, we don't think that we become China. We're becoming China. We are becoming China right now.
Because some of the logic goes like this. We will never be able to compete in the global marketplace unless we're there first and better and bigger. And I'm like, maybe we don't want to compete with what China is offering.
Mm-hmm.
They're tearing down churches. How far are we away from that?
Yeah.
They were insisting that Chinese pastors needed to put cameras inside their churches so that they could monitor and surveil who was there and what was being said.
Right.
So that's not a technology problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an excuse to say, well, I wish they'd never invented cameras.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where we have to look inside of our hearts and decide what evil lives there.
Right.
And apparently more of it than we thought.
Yeah. I mean, just look at what's going on, you guys. People aren't falling dead around you. And as much as you want to believe it, they're still not. And look at us. We are basically a compliant people right now going along under the guise of, I just care about my neighbor. They'll do it in any way they possibly can to get us to comply. And we don't think they would do this as they up the ante with all of this stuff with 6G. We'll have definitely more shows on this. And Melissa, thanks for opening up this Pandora's box. Wow. Just
it's
one
creepy,
thing after
huh?
another. Thank you, Melissa. Really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Be right back with Susan. Don't go anywhere on the Kate Daly Show. So much more to explore and talk about. I know. It's just the gift that keeps on giving right now. What can I say? Be right back. KateDalyRadio.com.